Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast to coast. Dr. Howard Cutler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology, and he is, along with the 14th Dalai Lama, the author of the first book that they wrote together, The Art of Happiness. And now the new book is out. It's called The Art of Happiness at Work. I'm so glad they finally figured out where all of the people are who who really need to be finding happiness, those of us who work. And but he's our new friend, Dr. Cutler. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Jim.
It's good to have you on the show, and first I want to say that I really am glad that you, and I'll congratulate you on recognizing that happiness is a great thing to have, but it also has to be applied. and one of the places where people are having a lot of challenges applying happiness these days is at work, and I want to congratulate you on recognizing that.
Well, actually, the congratulations shouldn't go to me. It was readers that pointed out that gap in our first book and areas that we had failed to cover adequately. And also the Dalai Lama, even during our first book, was always pushing me to look at broader issues in society and so on. But since my training as a psychiatrist, I kept bringing it back to sort of inner dynamics, which, of course, you know, from his perspective, is the key anyways, because, you know, training the mind, inner development and so on is a crucial element of the Buddhist path. But sooner or later, we had to, you know, bring some of these issues out into the world. And, you know, a lot of people pointed out to me, well, our first book focused on inner development, inner training and so on, training the mind. You know, a lot of people, the minute they step out the door, head into traffic, commute, go to work, they have aggravations, bosses, so on. The idea of training the mind for happiness is out the door until they come home again at night. So,
yeah.
You know, it is an important thing. And you did point out there's a lot of unhappy people out there. Almost half of American workers report that they're dissatisfied with their jobs, and that's a lot of people.
Before we go any further, why don't you, I'm sure there are people out there who, most everybody's heard the term Dalai Lama, but they might not know exactly what that means and who it is. The gentleman that we're talking about is actually the 14th Dalai Lama, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, just for those who maybe heard the term or heard about the person but don't know his background, he was born in 1935 in Ando, Tibet. As a young child, he grew up in a family of fairly modest means, but as a young child, 2.5 years old, he was identified as the 14th Dalai Lama, you're correct, in a succession that dates back around 600 years. So the Dalai Lamas have been around a long time. Traditionally, they were the rulers of Tibet. They were the secular and spiritual leaders of the Tibetan people. The Dalai Lamas have always been practicing Buddhist monks, like the current Dalai Lama. He's up at 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning.
Like a talk show host, right?
Exactly. And he's doing his prayers and meditation before he even starts his main workday. So he's a Buddhist monk as well. He's this particular Dalai Lama, the 14th, is a wonderful, brilliant Buddhist scholar. He's really funny, very nice guy, very knowledgeable in a lot of fields. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989 for his efforts to find a peaceful solution to the Tibetan struggle for independence. As many people may know, the Chinese communists invaded Tibet, and in 1959, the Dalai Lama went into exile, so he no longer lives in Tibet. He lives in the mountains of northern India, along with the Tibetan government in exile, which is a democratic government.
Right.
And so that's kind of who he is.
Yeah, that's a good background that you gave us there, Howard. You know, one of the things you said, a lot of people are unhappy at work, but one of the things that I think that folks are going to get out of this book and that I try to talk about is much as I can, and I'm glad you got to this point in your book, Howard, and that is that many people are unhappy at work, but it's because they're not happy with themselves. It's sort of the best example that I usually give is to tell people who seek money and they think that they're going to find happiness in money, well, if you can't be happy without money, you're not going to be happy with money. And so if you're not happy in the job you have right now, if you don't know, if you aren't capable of finding happiness outside of your work, then, you know, another job, the next job, a new boss or your own company is not going to get you happiness. You've got to find it inside, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in The Art of Happiness work, Dalai Lama identifies a couple of the key principles for that. One of them is one's underlying attitude and outlook and so on. And clearly, you're right, there is a clear link between work satisfaction and overall life satisfaction, or happiness at work and happiness in the other parts of your life. Since the 50s, researchers have been taking a look at that particular link. So, but they develop a concept. There's some disagreement, but most of them believe in this what's called bidirectional spillover. In other words, if you're happier in your life, you'll be happier at work. Mm-hmm. But if you're happier at work, that can also make you happier in your overall life. So it can work both ways, but it just comes down to exactly what you're saying. You know, it comes down to your inner state and your outlook and how happy you are as a person. Because any of us, even on the way here at the airport, you know, I was going through the security and there were, you know, how they have different lines going, you know, through the security thing. And I got in line with this wonderful woman, and we started talking, and she was telling me how much she loves her job because she loves people, and she feels that her job is to make everybody's day just a little bit happier. And you know how aggravated people get at those long security lines. I noticed the next line over, the security guard was the typical sort of sour expression, clearly hated her job, you know, and people in that line weren't having much fun. So it's not the nature of the job itself, it's one's underlying attitude that they bring to it.
Well, exactly. And one of the things, which brings me to one of the chapters, that's one of my favorites in your book, Howard, and that is the one on self-awareness. I don't think you're going to find happiness if you're not capable of being self-aware and are capable of some self-analysis. And people who aren't capable of doing that look to other people and other things to find their happiness. And if they don't find it there, which most of the time they don't, they blame those other things rather than focusing the critique on themselves, don't they?
Oh, that happens all the time. And when people do that, of course, it's a guaranteed continued life of frustration and unfulfillment and that type of thing.
Exactly. Howard, stay hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back with Dr. Howard Cutler, the co-author with His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The book is called The Art of Happiness at Work. I'll get my tongue untied in a minute, and we'll be right back with Howard Cutler. Stay with us, please. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Dr. Howard Cutler, the co-author, along with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, of the book, The Art of Happiness at Work. And Howard, I'm looking forward to your third book with the Dalai Lama, and I'd like to recommend a title.
Yeah?
The Author of Happiness in Small Business.
Uh-huh.
Well, time out now. You know how many small business owners there are out there in America, just in America. There are, you know, millions, tens of millions of small business owners just in America. That doesn't count all the small business owners in India.
You know, actually, it's interesting you mention that because originally this book was going to have a section on business, more from the organizational level, ethics in business, those type of things, and a section on leadership. What we decided to do is limit this book to focusing on happiness at work from the employee's perspective or anybody who has a job, internal things they could do to become happier.
Right.
And then in a separate book, we're going to deal with issues related to the organizational level, business, and leadership. So actually, you hit the nail on the head. We are eventually planning on doing a book like that.
So it won't do me any good to go over and try to get him to let me co-author the small business book. You already got that covered, huh?
I already got it covered.
Doggone it. Well, let me know if you need anybody to collaborate with you on that one.
Okay.
Let's get back to this self-awareness thing. This is, to me, of all the things that people need to focus on, and I'm talking to myself here as well, with regard to changing ourselves, with regard to making our lives happier, to being more successful, It's got to start inside. And if we don't get that, then all the other stuff that we might try to do is just going to be superficial, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in the book, we talk about various levels of self-awareness. But even on the most practical, pragmatic, for a small business owner, or anybody in business, or you know, those who work in basically any setting, you know, for example, those who don't have a good understanding of what are their capabilities, what are their even technical skills and knowledge, what are their qualifications for a particular type of work, the less you know yourself on that level even, the more trouble you're going to get into and the less happy and successful you're going to be at work, because you may take on tasks or assignments that you're not qualified for, so that you may experience frustration and so on. So, you know, the Dalai Lama points out that we really need to have a good, realistic understanding of who we are, what are our capabilities, what are our limitations on many levels, including, you know, what are our personal values, what are our inner strengths, those best qualities that we can bring to any business or any job and apply. And those are the type of people who know that we're much happier on an emotional level and much more successful on the job.
Now, obviously, when you enter the marketplace, one of your goals, most, for most people, is to make some money and to prosper, to be financially successful. But the Dalai Lama has basically, if I'm not mistaken, he's sworn himself to poverty. How does he feel about financial rewards, financial situations?
Well, you're right. You know, he is a practicing Buddhist monk, and as so, they take certain vows, and one of the vows is you know, poverty. He can't accumulate material goods and so on. And he's a very sincere, humble practitioner of his way of life. So for him, he feels it's not appropriate. And if somebody is a monk or a nun, again, he feels one should stick to one's vows. But he says that unless one is a monk or nun, for lay people, for anybody else, there's absolutely nothing wrong with making money, even making lots of money. But what one needs to do if one wants to actually be happy at work and in one's life is have a realistic understanding of what money can and cannot provide, what is the purpose of money, have a healthy relationship with money, make money but without the underlying attitudes or states of mind such as greed and possessiveness and so on. And he also adds that, you know, making money is fine, but the means by which you make money has to be done ethically and so on. If you're, you know, if your long-term happiness is something that you're shooting for. So basically, it's more has to do with how one makes the money in one's state of mind than the amount of money one makes.
Right. What about dealing with challenges? What does the Dalai Lama say about, because as you know, small business owners wake up in the morning, and it's not a question of whether we're going to have challenges. It's going to be whether how big they are and how many they're going to be. We're going to have plenty of challenges every day, and it's just, for some of us, it's kind of, you know, it's part of the fun to take a challenge and turn it into an opportunity. But what would the Dalai Lama tell us about waking up in the morning and facing the challenges of a small business?
He would actually agree with what you just said in terms of turning it into an opportunity. It's interesting that you mentioned that a lot of small business owners and, you know, just accept the fact that they're going to wake up and there's going to be problems every day. You know, that's one of the key things that the Dalai Lama thinks, that if anybody wants to be happier at work, no matter what job they have, they have to begin by accepting that the nature of life is that they're bound to be problems. You know, so we're not so, you know, upset about them when they come, so we don't take them so personally as if somehow we're singled out and somebody's out to get us and we look around for somebody to blame. We recognize it as a normal part of life. And then the challenge is to see that challenge as an opportunity for growth in some way, to solve the problem and develop to a higher level and to become more successful. I think that's his general approach to the idea of challenge. And, of course, researchers who study job satisfaction and the conditions that lead to workplace happiness, they all feel that a certain amount of challenge is actually a requirement for job satisfaction, that people without any challenge,
absolutely,
a lot of people at least, you know, they get bored and
Howard,
you know,
I'm going to have to stop you. I really appreciate your time. It's a lot of fun having you on the show. Will you join us again another day?
I'd love to, Jim.
Dr. Howard Cutler, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of the book, The Art of Happiness at Work, with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. Thank you, Howard. We'll see you next time.
I appreciate you inviting me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.